Are you playing a Yu-Gi-Oh card game or is it more of like an interactive
card game?
Okay, nice. Yeah. On your phone.
Yeah. Nice. So I don't have to buy packs.
How much money can you win from the Yu-Gi-Oh card game?
How much can you win?
Is it like online poker? You can win money.
Oh no. You get game points to buy card packs.
Or is it better off? Is it like, does it just help you meet like 12-year-olds or something? Is that the prize?
There's no chat. No, I would call them little fuckers.
South Park game was fun. Do you remember that? We were playing that. You were playing
that.
Yeah. The cell phone game. It was like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Phone Destroyer. That was a good one.
That was good. Anyway, we're here live with the newest resident in my fucking house. I don't think I've ever made a worse decision.
It'll be fun.
It's not fun.
You're Shane Tanner,
dude. It'll be so fun.
It is.
You're going to have to go up there. You have to go over there and be like, you have to call it Lemaire, Lemige. Lemige. Lemige.
I'm going to have to sit backwards on a chair and be like, Lemige, we got to talk.
You're going to be on the edge of your
bed. I know my wife died. You're my son now.
Lemige, I know you're sad.
Yeah.
Meech doesn't get sad.
True.
Oh, it's actually fucked up.
No, I get sad, dude.
No, he had a psychotic break at Walmart, so now he doesn't get sad.
He did piss his pants at Walmart and solve the sadness dilemma. That age-old dilemma of being sad as a man.
Yeah.
Going, what's this all for? What's the point?
He broke the plane.
Piss yourself at a fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
Just
I spilled piss on myself on the road because I tried to pee and drive. Yeah.
What? You were on the road for a long time.
Yeah, we got to get into this.
Yeah.
Lemaire got here last night after. How long? When did you leave?
I left Philly at like 3 p.m.
And you got here the next night?
At like 9 p.m. I didn't stop. I went to a Meineke or Firestone in Arkansas to get my car looked at. But outside of that, no. Oh, I had to get a new headlight.
That was a brave move, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stopping down Arkansas
way? Yeah. Man, I couldn't get rid of those tanks. They're still in my car.
What tanks?
I had these quarter kegs when I was getting the weed. Remember I was getting the weed juice in my office?
Yes.
And there's two of them, right?
Yeah, and then
we kicked two of those kegs of weed juice, and I was like, yo, Lemaire, trade them in. That and the tap, it'll be probably like $150.
No one's taking them.
They're like,
no one will take the tap?
They're like, we don't take that.
I haven't tried to return a keg or a tap since 2004.
I used to deliver beer, and I was like, yeah, you get like $75 for the tap.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
So no one will take it? Although those kegs, they probably can't be reused.
Yeah.
Because they're laden with THC.
You're going to fuck up a graduation party. You get some graduation party somewhere down here in Texas now.
I'm sure they rinse them somehow.
Yeah. Some water.
So they wouldn't take them. You're like, you were trying to sell.
Yeah, I tried to sell it to like three places in Philly. They're like, no. And I went to three places in Arkansas. I kind of fuck with Arkansas, dude.
Arkansas is nice.
Yeah.
What were they saying?
They're like, nah. The one guy was like, nobody would buy it from me.
Ooh, you'd like Arkansas. You'd like the Razorbacks. You'd like a little fucking. You would love the Razorbacks. Little Woo. Yeah, Woo Pig Suey.
Yeah, let's go.
Woo Pig Suey.
Are they War Pigs?
No, they're the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
You left the 28th at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And he arrived the 29th at 8 p.m. from Philly to Texas. Didn't stop to sleep.
Dude,
one
crazy.
Headlight.
It's a 21 hour drive.
He's one headlight?
Yeah. Yeah. Half the way.
Damn, you peddled out.
Yeah.
Bediddled.
You bediddled.
Damn.
You know how people got punched because of you?
What do you mean?
You know how many people got fucking socked in the arm?
You know what a bediddle is? You see a car, one headlight, you bediddle and touch the top, and whoever does it last, you get to sock the shit out of them.
Yeah. You don't know about bediddle?
Yeah, I helped out bediddle. I was bediddle.
You smoke right away when you woke up today?
Yeah.
You were the bediddler, dude.
It's been so long since I smoked. I didn't smoke and drive because I had the headlight.
Yeah, true.
That kind of sucked. I was ripping vape, though. I had this Mike Tyson vape. It's almost out of like vape juice.
You were Paxton on the Mike Tyson vape juice?
That
he has a vape line?
That knockout king. Mike Tyson in a jar. So you got high and drove 30 straight hours to get to Texas.
Yeah.
He arrives. Upon arrival.
How'd you stay awake?
I took one 10 milligram Adderall.
Okay, I was curious. Like
that's nothing.
That's not that
10
much.
Milligrams not getting you through a 30-hour drive.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm just built different.
No, you're not. He kept saying I'm built different. And then last night we go to the bar and somebody's like, just do a Red Bull and vodka. He's like, I had five Celsiuses. It's It's like, oh yeah, well that'll keep you up. That's fucking crazy.
Paul energy drink or something? That's the Paul brother energy drink.
The Prime? No, he's no. Prime.
Prime.
Yeah, Celsius is like a
new Red Bull.
I think it might be Cobra Tate's drink.
Is it?
No, I'm kidding.
Could be. It's Cobra Tate rules. I can't believe how wrong I was.
He's back,
dude. They got the Celsius Mandarin Mango. Mandarin Marshmallow.
Mandarin Marshmallow.
Yeah, it was nice.
How much caffeine's in a Celsius?
I don't know what it's probably like. Isn't it like just vitamin B?
Really?
Am I crazy? It's got to be a ton of caffeine.
There's 200 milligrams of caffeine per can.
How many do you have?
That's not too crazy.
No.
Five?
But five is crazy.
Was it Celsius Heat?
I just meant one.
Celsius Heat has 350 milligrams of caffeine in it.
It was probably Celsius Heat. If I think about it, it was probably Celsius Heat.
Yeah, I can imagine you knowing your way around a gas station beverage aisle.
I gotta be the South down there, dude. Arkansas, they got Buc-ee's, dude. What?
Dude, you know your way. I'll be honest, I know my way around. I know every aisle. I walk in, I go, where's it? I get it. I know every aisle.
Are you up to date on like Gatorade technology?
I am.
Where are they at right now?
Gatorade, like electrolyte, not electrolyte. It's got electrolytes.
Gatorlyte.
It's like Pedialyte Gatorade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the newest tech.
They also got Gatorade. Like,
it's next gen. It's fifth gen Gatorade.
It's a fifth gen Gatorade. It's the Mach 5. It's the closest shave.
The mayor drives 30 straight hours. Nothing but Adderall and 5 Celsius.
Chipotle.
Dude, 10 minutes into driving, he stops eating Chipotle. he tweeted, he's like, I'm in Maryland. I stopped for Chipotle. It's like, it takes 5 minutes to get to Maryland from Philadelphia. You started the trip and we're like, oh, there's an exit.
Yeah, I got to fuel up.
Yeah, you fueled up a gigantic dump.
Just a huge dump that Arkansas paid for. He got all the way down Arkansas.
Arkansas did pay for it. That Meineke, dude.
Dude, you toss an Adderall in, and Adderall dump's nice, too.
Yeah. What's the Adderall
it's
dump?
It's just an amphetamine dump where you hold it for a while. You're like, I'll never shit. And then all of a sudden, you got a full Chipotle bowl coming out of the Buc-ee's in Arkansas.
Screaming out of the atmosphere.
They're going to have to unclog that. The taxpayers in Arkansas are unhappy. That's all their tax money.
They're gonna be standing on it like a fucking an asteroid lander. They're gonna be there's gonna be dudes in white suits. Sir, we don't know where this came from.
You're gonna have to wake up a white woman professor to communicate to try to communicate with it.
The only expert in the field.
The only expert is a woman. Anyway. So you drove 30 straight hours. We'll get more into the journey, but what I want to talk about is how impressive. I mean the performance you put on.
Yeah.
He gets here, showers, we go to a bar. This guy just drove 30 straight hours. He's ready to go out.
That's crazy, dude.
He wants to paint the town red.
That's crazy.
That's what I was saying. I was like, dude, are you sure? This is crazy. He put on a fancy vest. He looked good.
Thank you.
Goes out. Thank I'd you. Say 20, 30 minutes in is where things started
unraveling.
The boy collapsed.
Yeah, of course.
He thought he had it.
Dude, no, at the bar, at the other, yeah. Yeah, no, it was Nickel. The lemon drops, dude. The lemon drops.
Oh, coming. You're yeah, drinking
I,
a lemon
I kept
drops?
Making him do shots. I kept being like, dude, if you're tired, just do a shot. He did so many shots. And then.
No Red Bull and vodka.
And then LeMaire hit me with a classic LeMaire move, which is just a fucking horrendous opinion.
At the bar?
At the bar. His opinions, you can get me so angry. I don't know if anyone can make me angrier. This was the take. He saw the Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movie, Blended, and he said it was better than Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
What's the movie Blended about? I haven't seen it.
It's about Adam Sandler's wife dies. Drew Barrymore gets a divorce. They both got 3 kids, and then they meet. They have a really bad date at first, and then they meet throughout like a
safari,
just like the life. And then like the boss's or Drew Barrymore's friend is dating Adam Sandler's boss. So then they get a safari together because the boss breaks up with his girlfriend. They're like, we're going to go do this weird thing in Africa.
And they, damn.
Yeah.
Sandman just wrote a movie about his wife dying and meeting another lady.
Dude, it's beautiful.
It's kind of a boss move. Like, what's your movie about, babe? Like, oh, that's the guy. His wife dies and he gets pussy. No,
dies the worst way ever.
So he's like, he's confused. So he just gets pussy with this lady.
She did die from some bad cancer.
It's a sick fucking move.
Yeah.
He must have wrote that movie in like fucking 2 days.
Yeah.
He's probably
Then I accidentally run into the hot chick again.
Then all of his movies were about cancer for a movie or for a second.
Really?
Like Funny People was about cancer. And then like Blended's about cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts to really interrupt your social life right around that age.
Cancer. Everybody getting cancer.
Yeah, you hit 50 and it's like people start fucking grabbing it.
So, but back to the opinion.
So yeah,
Blended's better than fucking Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I had a good time.
Why so? What's like what grabbed you?
It was a touching flick.
Nice.
It was heartwarming. It was nice to watch love bloom and not be forced in a rom-com, you know?
I'm with you on that. So you're talking about a whole new thing.
Yeah,
now.
But what about Happy Gilmore and Virginia Bennett? That was great love. That was
wasn't, dude.
Against Mama's Wishes?
That was forced as hell.
That was not forced at all.
What the hell, dude?
New Bad Boy on tour, Shooter McGavin saying, Doug, kick him off the tour. Virginia Bennett going, hey, this guy's a ratings dream. I mean, this is crazy that you're.
Oh, so she was using him for ratings now?
Yeah.
That's not real love, dude.
No, then they go on a date at a hockey rink, and he says, if you make that shot, we have to kiss. If you miss it, she drills it.
Dude, I don't remember.
Talk about your all-time backfire.
Dude, she drills it.
I don't remember.
I mean, this is one of the most quotable movies of all time.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm losing my mind. It's my problem. But
I'm confused.
I'm just confused, dude.
I used to be confident.
I used to
know what was going on.
Dude, I was putting my kid down today, and I for real was like, by the way, too, you're always in a dark room when you have a kid. So like that's why the edibles have to stop, because like one day they kick in, you're in a fucking pitch black room with your kid, and you're just like,
oh god,
and it's you have to be brave, dude. You can't be a pussy. But I was getting fucked up today about like my inner self, my actual organism body, and I wasn't high at all, but I was just like, dude, someone has to just fucking put me down, man. I've lost the thread. I fully lost.
Oh yeah. Dude, I get on, all I do is look at social media.
You have to.
I just look
at it. It's the only safe place.
I get on Twitter and see the most horrific things possible.
Oh. Dude.
That fucking drone.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was a brutal video.
I don't want to see anything anymore.
Dude.
It really fucked me up. I saw a video yesterday. This, like, I think it was a Russian drone pilot just killing these two Ukrainian dudes.
None of that stuff comes up for me.
And then the next post was like a Barstool Sports, like, look how hot this chick is. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. What a terrible world.
Yeah, but then you just live outside of the phone world and like, dude, I'm dying to get back. As soon as I'm like, I have a spare second, I'm like,
can't wait to see what's on the phone. It's going to be so sick.
It's going to be so fucking sick, dude. And you turn on, you go, they let me down again.
Damn, everyone says I suck.
Maybe I should. If I just keep looking, there's something good coming.
Something cool is going to happen.
Yeah. I can't wait to hit the scooter.
Ooh, Notre Dame got a 3-star recruit.
Yeah.
My day's turning around.
True. Just waiting for a guy to be like, no, it's cool. Matt McCusker. Oh, thank God.
Dude. That's so sick. Let me see how many followers he has. 36 followers. Fuck.
So, Lamise, you got there. You just started turning up the juice on the lemon drop shots.
Yeah.
What did you feel like at this point? Were you like eyes hot? Like, how did you feel?
No, I was fine. I don't know. I was just, because we went to another place.
You almost ralphed in the Uber, dude.
Oh, yeah. I was losing.
He was a minute away from puking in the Uber.
Really?
I had it, though.
It sounded like it was in your mouth. Like, for real. He was like, how much longer is this trip? And I was like, don't, dude. Don't fucking puke in this Uber.
Oh, my God. But you held it in.
Yeah, I held it in. I had it.
And then he horked where?
In the bathroom in there. I cleaned it up. Nice, I took care of it. Yeah.
First night he throws up.
God damn it.
But you gotta have a talk.
We're gonna have a talk. Also, we're gonna have a talk about the duration of this living arrangement. Because there's no way you're leaving. There's no way you're leaving. The way this ends is me going, you gotta get the fuck out.
Get out of here, dude.
Mary's gonna get drowned in the pool.
He might walk the plank straight into that pool.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna get Casey Anthony.
This would be a classic whodunit. This could be scandal, lies, manipulation.
For the record, I would never kill the Mary Lee.
Of course not.
And I would, right?
Yeah, no.
I would never kill you.
No.
For sure. So if you do drown in the pool. You could, though. You've never been more able to kill the mayor. than the next couple, however long this goes for. You can for real kill him.
I just, there's not, yeah. I just grab a knife right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just waiting when he's in bed. Just
dude, he doesn't wake up. He real doesn't slow, wake up. Just... He doesn't wake up, by the way.
Yeah.
He's the heaviest sleeper.
No, yeah.
dude, I walked on you sleeping the one time.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. I was
he's been
there.
Living in your fucking yeah, office.
He's in my office. And he's just sawing logs, unbelievably.
Well, I'll be honest.
And I was like, Lemaire. Didn't yeah. wake up, and I was like, and I just started working, and I was finally, like, a half an hour later, came out, and I'm like, bro, I could have fucking killed you.
Yeah. Yeah, when I heard, I forgot he was living in your office.
Yeah.
And then we met, I was like, you can come stay down here. And then I didn't really ask about a duration.
Yeah.
And then the other day I asked, and he was like, I don't know, probably like April. I was like, God damn it, dude, that's like 6 fucking months, dude. It's so long.
Yeah, the 6 month lease.
It's crazy.
Like, you gotta wait for the house. That's that housing market blows.
But
up,
then he's man. Like, I got. he's got to wait for the bubble.
That's the move. That's the move.
I mean,
yeah, that's the mover's paradise.
But then I didn't know. I forgot he was just living in your office. And then I remembered that, and I was like, God damn it, dude, this guy's not going anywhere. He's not gonna leave my house.
Yeah, I'll get out
I'm gonna get another office. I'm gonna get another office.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany was hating. Brittany was like, I was like, Lemaire can live in my office. I don't care. It's nice to have Lemaire there. Dude, you walk in, Lemaire's is nice just having... fucking Lemaire's just dreaming. Just walk in. I'm sitting there just doing my stuff. The hardest sleeper, I was shocked.
How are you shocked? That's the most obvious thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but dude, imagine if I stood in your room and went, Shane, like I'm watching you sleep and you're just like, dude, this is crazy. It is nice white noise though. It is nice white noise though.
Snoring is as funny as it gets.
Snore while you're fucking.
Snoring is so, dude, I was at my parents' the last few days and Phil goes wild.
Oh,
Phil
dude.
Goes nuts on the snores. You can hear him from downstairs. You can hear a guy upstairs yeah. going, ah.
They're hitting like 0% blood it's oxygen in their nuts, brain. Dude. They're hitting 0% oxygen.
You can hear
in the brain.
Phil's apnea from the other room. You hear him just like, ah.
It's just all of their dreams is just them and Kevin Costner in Yellowstone. Yeah.
I don't know, partner.
We how are we gonna get this
We're
horse up,
partner? I can't breathe.
How are we gonna get that horse dude, up on there? That trailer.
They love it. They love it. Like, it's on Fox Nation.
Dude, we stayed at my parents' house when we went back. I think around Thanksgiving, whatever it was. I forget when it was. And we're like sleeping. Like my dad watches TV at like 90, and it's just war. There's just warfare the whole time. Like, dude, go to bed.
It's warfare mixed. It's warfare mixed with a dude occasionally going. Oh, they're just dead asleep to the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan on fucking 100 volume. Just, ah. And then they wake up and go, all right, I'm going to bed. All right,
he's had like three strokes. Oh my God.
Wake up furious, mean to everyone for the first 4 hours of the day.
Yeah, Lemaire.
My dad gets bullied. He's like just around by like these girls.
He's
and they're
in a
just
girl
so
house.
Mean
got
to
ladies.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah,
Matt, they're just so mean.
I know, dude.
They're gonna. Brother, you're they about start, to. They're gonna
start
get
so
mean.
I know. It starts so early. Mm-hmm. They're just gonna get. They're like AI, dude. They're gonna get better and better.
They're gonna
get
sentient. Start.
They're gonna learn more about me.
Yeah.
Right now, they're just be like, "You're not my best friend." I'm like. All right.
I don't even give a fuck.
Damn, dude. You got hit with that?
Jimmy, you're not my best friend. I'm dude. Like, yeah, give it 10 seconds. I'll be best friend.
You're not my best friend. It's brutal, dude.
Although I'll be able to be in there a little fucking, you know, internation warfare, just being like, well, that's actually kind of fucked up.
Yeah, you can split them. Yeah, you can CIA women easily.
I can America out pretty easy in there.
Yes. You can get fun to kill. You can be like, actually, Chloe's number one. I don't care about the votes. Chloe, you're the new leader. I was hitting the kids with that all week.
Who's like the boss?
I was just hitting them with, anytime I got them alone, I'd be like, you know, we're best friends. I was doing that.
They love it.
You were destabilizing a child?
I just kept telling the kids I was their best friend.
Yeah. They take best friends very seriously, dude.
I remember that.
Yeah, man.
Best friend was a serious issue.
Dude, I didn't know 3-year-olds were about best friend. Like, dude, she had a friend in her old, like, daycare.
Yeah.
When we moved, I'm like, yo, just delete her. And she was like, no, that's my best friend. I'm like, dude, you have to get over this.
Go.
Dude, you're never going to see her again. She was just like, what? She was so sad.
Isn't the best friends like the plot of all kid stuff?
It's dude,
like you're just doing things with your best friend, saving your best friend.
A huge plot, too, for kids. If you want to get a kid interested, you talk about a little baby who's away who has to find their mom, and they'll just like, you can just, they'll just sit there for an hour and be like, I'm like, and then it wasn't their mom, and they're like,
oh my god,
and then we found it, and they're like, oh. Every story is about like a dumb, like a weird animal.
They've lived it, dude. Anytime you go to the fucking mall or the supermarket,
yeah,
you're like,
did you ever get lost?
Yeah,
I got lost.
Terrifying,
scary as hell.
Takes 10 minutes.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I grabbed a lady's jeans at the mall thinking it was my mom, turned around, just another lady, and I was like, I'm gonna die. That's your, when you're a little kid, you're like, if my parents aren't here, I'm dying.
Yeah,
it's programmed into you. There's like a sex drive, there's all this aggression drive, and then there's attachment. No one talks about attachment. Attachment's like, if your parents aren't around, it, like, you're like convulsing in your head. You're dying as an animal. You're like, I'm dying now,
I need my mommy.
Yeah, dude. In nature, if you don't have your mommy in nature, you die.
Yeah.
So think about that, Lemaire. If you're a little baby and mommy's not around, you're going to get munched.
Yeah, dude. For a fact.
You are a little baby. It is good to have you, and I am happy you're living here. I'll take it easy.
That will be fun.
I won't be on your ass every single day.
I mean, Lemaire,
it's
just
so fun.
In just a couple months, you can open the doors and walk right into the pool, dude. He's never going to leave, dude.
He's never leaving.
He's going to slide open doors and just fall into a pool.
He's never leaving.
He's like, yeah, I guess I'll find that apartment pretty soon. Oh, my God. Dude, he's going to pop up on you like an alligator, too. You're going to be walking out there.
He's going to get me.
He's going to drag you in.
I'm going to be I forget his name. What's the drug dealer from Colombia?
Pablo Escobar?
I'll be Escobar. I'll be like, behold, I have a hippo. I'm going to have a house party and just be like, Lemaire, just swim. Swim, and I'll say, gaze upon him. Get out of the pool, fart with your fart.
So, Lemaire, you're new Sandler, you're old Sandler in terms of taste. That's
like,
the big rift.
I like a lot of new.
Oh, yeah.
He's
obviously
got new, but
you rode for Hubie Halloween big.
Hubie
time.
Halloween was big.
You rode hard. You rode into the storm for that.
I did.
And you were right, dude. I've said it 100 times.
I fucking shielded Hubie. I said, this is a classic.
It was good. It was so good, dude.
Blended crushes.
Blended is, even if it is good, which I'm not saying it's not better than Gilmore or Madison.
I don't know. I have to see it. Now I have to see it.
I don't know
if they're
I trust
classics.
Your fucking opinion.
They're classics.
You like some wild, you like vampire movies.
Do I don't? I have
don't
to.
Don't tell anybody about my poetry.
I wasn't going
to. I didn't mean to go. Don't say a word.
No, no,
nothing.
Nothing?
Don't, you motherfucker. I just remembered it.
I wasn't going to say anything. I will say I can get drawn into any plot. I start off being like, these vampire shows are so dumb. And 2 seconds later, I'm like, wait, these guys are alive during the Revolutionary War? I'm
that's
lost.
Actually pretty cool.
Wait, are you talking about what we do in the shadows?
No, but that's the best.
The originals, bro.
It was the original
spinoff of the Vampire Diaries. Oh. Don't laugh at me, dude.
Shut up, Blended.
And I didn't, dude. I didn't. It wasn't up to me to watch it. I was just, I was like, I'll catch it.
But if you're forced to watch a girl movie, it's not bad. You go, I fucking hate this. Turn this off. I watched the Barbie movie this week.
Dude, that actually sounded sick.
The Barbie movie kind of slaps.
It was actually pretty good.
You explained it to me. I'm like, that's pretty tight, actually.
Ken was funny as shit.
Yeah, Ken was funny as shit. I watched it on the road.
You watched the what?
I watched the Barbie movie on the road.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the, one of the things. During the 30 hours, he hit.
Sid the Kid does that, dude. Sid the Kid puts a movie on.
It's a common denominator.
Dorian does it too. That's Deeds does it. That's where I got it from. And I was like, you know.
People forget how gully Deeds is, dude.
He is.
Deeds is gully as hell.
What are you like?
No, gully, dude. Deeds is hood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. He is from Inglewood.
Deeds so hood. I was with Deeds all weekend, dude.
Yeah.
You were caught up. We were hitting a scrimps, dude. Me and Deeds were crushing scrimps.
He was impressed at how much you can eat.
Oh, I could throw it out. Yeah. I could munch. Everyone judges me, dude. Every time I bring, I'm like, hey, let's go get stuff to eat. And I'm like, all right, we'll get, I ordered like the shrimp. I ordered some ribs, obviously, for later. So I had two entrees, an appetizer. Everyone's like, dude, you're a pig. It's like, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's how you
watch me do this. This is nothing.
I feel like that's how you eat when you have like a bunch of brothers.
True.
Because like you're like, I gotta eat as much as I can right now.
You have to speed eat. Yeah. Yeah. You also want to get. Yeah. True.
Me and Jabri, like, if we get a pizza, I get a slice. He'll like look at me and then grab a slice.
Oh, dude.
Like,
yeah.
He's like eyeing up. Yeah.
You guys want like draft picks? You've been scouting every slice. You go, all right, first pick. First pick. 2012 Domino's.
I mean, dude, you're scanning like, you know, they never cut it perfectly. There's always some slices are bigger.
Small size doesn't even count though.
True.
I'll take the small size. Small size. It's like I didn't even have a slice, so that's fine.
Yeah.
True. That's a good point.
Small slice is like trading.
A long skinny boy. Yeah. It's kind of like, all right, I'm taking a break. Go on.
Yeah.
There's always the big slice. Then the older brother snagged the one with the bubble. There's a big slice with the bubble. Oldest brother snags that. Yeah. You're like, dude. Then you lick your finger, touch it. It's like, bro, I don't care. I'll eat that anyway.
What brother are you, Matt?
Middle. I'm a middle brother. I'm a third brother out of six. So I'm three. Okay. There's two brothers, me, sister.
Okay.
So I was from like the first wave of family, and then there was like a break, and then there was like the new wave.
The Neo-McCoskers.
We make fun of the Neos. We're like, the Neos didn't really
have it. The Neos had it easy.
The Neos had it easy, bro. Yeah. It was kind of bullshit.
Old fucking Billy had it real easy.
Bro, it was crazy.
People don't talk about truly, that. Old Silver Spoon Billy.
Dude, truly it was, yeah. Even, I'll say Kathleen was proto-McCusker a little bit, and then I'm just trying to think of like which kids got hit and which kids didn't. Yeah. Like, the kids who didn't get hit, Neo McCuskers. Parents just got tired. I watched my parents just get tired and be like, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Man. For the last two, just being like, all right, bro, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I couldn't imagine like the things they tried to stop you guys from doing.
So we're starting fires and stuff. Starting fires, stealing stuff.
Yeah.
You guys are like fucked up.
Committing crimes, yeah. Killing animals. Dude,
Tom and Kev play sports?
No, not really.
Yeah, those are the worst kids. Yeah, those are literally the worst kids.
They were like Sid from Toy Story.
Like non-sports kids that are out there still doing bad stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Those are dangerous kids.
Yeah, dude. Starting fires. There was a neighbor kid. Kevin met him in the woods and just told him they were devil worshippers.
He's the scariest kid. I remember these kids. I grew up around these exact kids. I mean, those are some weird fucking dudes.
You'd meet him in the woods, like, we're worshiping the devil, pussy.
Yeah, we're listening to Pearl Jam.
And they'd start like, Yeah.
I listen to Coolio, run. I would like to go back to Lamar and Jabri. I'd like to know about you. What's your biggest feast?
Yeah, true.
I need to know about you guys' feasts, because I know there's legendary feasts.
We just hit the K-pot the other day.
What'd you guys do there? No, I'm talking all-time feasts.
Like all-time?
You have to remember one where you guys just fucking put it down.
Dude, it's that K-pot time we put it down. We went in with a plan. They're like, you know, at K-pot, they started doing some bullshit where they limit
you. What's K-pot?
It's Korean barbecue.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, they must see you too.
Dude, I mean, it's natural enemies, dude.
You're like, yeah, Jackie Chan, let me get a motherfucking barbecue.
You said it was all I could eat. Well, I'm here tomorrow.
Yeah. We did strategize. We went in, we did come up with a plan.
You got strategized in the parking lot?
Yeah.
What'd you hit him with?
Jabri was like, all right, he's going to come.
Operation. What was it? Operation Barbarossa. Just out in the parking lot planning. Master strategist.
Jabri was like, I'm going to go make some sauces. I'm going to get me this type of soup. And I also like this, and this.
Oh, you guys are ordering for each other at the buffet?
Yeah. Well, you got to order the food you need. You got to cook.
The hot pot.
The hot pot.
So what's the deal? Is it like an all-you-can-eat type setup?
Yeah, but the bullshit is it used to be you could like just hang out, but now it's just 2 hours.
They rush you out.
Yeah, what? And they don't come around.
2 hours is fucking crazy, dude. You're trying to put in three, four?
It's just two.
It's two hours
is fucking nuts.
How much you pay?
Thanksgiving takes like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was like $120, but yeah.
And it was all you can eat, $60.
It was me, Jabri, and Deeds, though. And we got drinks, too. We're hanging.
And they were like, they hard limit on 2 hours.
It's a how did they get you out of there? They have to
come over and say, sorry.
There's a guy in like a fucking square on his chest come out. And
we didn't get, they didn't kick us out. We just knew we had to leave because they just stopped coming they slowed by. Up, yeah. And just start looking at us.
Fucking a chow gets on some bullshit sometimes. Yeah. It's like, bro, I know I've been here enough. I know all the cuts you have.
Yeah,
chill with the sausages, Holmes.
Yeah, they also they know chill you. The they sausages. Know you're gonna feast early. The they bacon know you're wrap, a pig, yeah. And they can fucking
yeah. Here's a chicken leg. Here's a bacon wrap sausage. Yeah. It's like, bro,
I'm waiting.
Bring out the lamb. Bring out the prime cuts of beef. Yes, they try. And the I will say they get me every time on the fucking pound of cage.
Bring out the dang pork
cheese ooh, bread.
Where do we eat? That steakhouse. That fucking
what was that called? I was trying to think.
Buffalo
of it.
Fucking
bro.
Lamb chop was
dude. Unbelievable.
Carumbies.
We'll be meat eaters too.
What's that?
We'll be meat eaters oh, yeah, for a month.
I don't want to jinx it.
True.
Because I'll definitely not do it.
Dude, I'm committed. I need it.
We're
right
on
now.
Carnivore diet January.
Okay.
I'm spinning out of control, dude, with the carbs.
Meats
stop.
Only, dude. You ready?
Just meat and milk.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
No, you won't. Dude.
No, you're gonna drop like 30 pounds.
You're gonna have a heart attack from drinking five fucking dang energy drinks.
Shots the fuck of lemon drops. Yeah,
dude. I'm drinking only Prime.
Yeah, stand up for 30 hours, you'll have a heart attack. Eating nothing
really?
But meat. Yeah, bro, eating nothing but
really?
Meat.
Really?
Yeah, not, stand up for 30 hours is really
good. Yo, Lemaire, I don't want to blow your mind, but what's your heart made out of? Meat. It needs more meat. It needs more fucking
like
meat.
Matt. I never even thought of it.
Dude, if you think about it.
Can I eat nuts, too?
No nuts.
No nuts, dude.
What?
Eggs and meat.
I love peanuts, dude. What? I can't eat peanuts.
God damn it. Bro. No peanuts? How many peanuts are you eating? How often do you eat peanuts?
Your turds are like Snickers bars, dude.
You're eating peanuts not at a baseball game? Dude,
my dad crushes peanuts like that.
That's nice.
He has a tin at the house and he just scoops them and he gets crushes peanuts.
Dude, love the
Virginia roasted. These are Virginia peanuts.
Yeah.
Whole tub of them. And he'll like bring you over like, yo, crush these with me.
Dude,
after two scoops of peanuts, though, you get a stomachache instantly. It's a fine line.
If I have a long ride, I'll get the heat peanuts, the like little container of peanuts.
From where?
The gas station. Yeah,
I thought so. Did you head down here for the peanuts, dude? The pecans are nice down here.
Dude, yeah.
They have pretty good gas stations down here. Like Wawa is like not doing nothing. Like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like compared to a Buc-ee's or like the Quick Trip. Wawa's not doing anything.
You stay
anything.
Mired in controversy, dude.
He loves it.
You love the smoke, dude.
Dude, look.
And you're Neo Sandler.
All Buc-ee's, dude. I came in Buc-ee drip. I had the Buc drip. I got Buc.
I don't
Buc,
know.
Dude.
Buc-ee's is.
What is Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's is good. It's just a giant fucking gas station.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this. It's like humongous.
But there's 9,000 people in it at all times.
Yeah, it kind of stinks.
It's like packed in there.
Yeah.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
Walmart gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like it.
You like to get in the mix.
Yeah.
It's like the world's
wait.
Fair for the biggest, dumbest idiots in the world. You can fry hot dogs? My God.
Honey, take a look at this.
Sorry, I'm reading about the world fair right now.
Nice.
I can't wait to go to Walmart. I gotta check out one of these Walmarts. Yeah. It's
probably pretty chill.
I know. I just want to see it.
Dude, there's a Target. This is very highly domesticated talk, but there's a Target and my aunt and uncle live down here and they were like, yo, this Target there, it's like it's kind of fucked up. And
I was flagship?
Like, dude, no, I was like, dude, they're just being fucking prissy about it. It'll be fine. And they're like, it's just the home goods section's fucked up. Because I'm walking through the Target, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You go and for some reason, specifically in this Target, when you go to the home goods section, everything's been taken down and thrown on the floor. it makes no sense, dude. Everything else is fine. In the home goods section, everything's taken down.
It's haunting.
And just there's like 40 towels just stacked on each other. And you're like, dude, I was like cracking up. I was like, who the fuck did this?
Dude, more like broken home goods.
True. I was with Brittany in Target, and she was like, she had this mug.
It's going to be the longest 10-month of my life. You're going to leave with me when I leave this house.
True. He could be a ranch hand. He'd make a nasty ranch hand.
He's not. I don't know what this talk is about, the mayor being a good roommate.
Dude, I'm a good roommate. Dude, he kept
the office was clean. I'll say that. The office was squeaky. I walked in there and I was like, all right, bro, not bad.
I'm a clean guy, dude. I just smoke weed.
You can't smell bad, dude.
Huh?
You can't smell bad.
I
haven't ratted you out. I have not ratted you out. I'm not gonna rat you out if you don't want to.
No, it was a mistake. I was trying out the
aluminum. You did aluminum free deodorant. Yeah. Dude, it makes everyone smell.
You did aluminum free deodorant while we were in Louisville.
It makes everyone smell like an alien, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah. Nuts.
Dude,
he's wearing a fucking Hawaiian shirt, so there's just pure airflow coming out of his body. I've never smelled BO like this in my life.
Dude, that non-aluminum deodorant makes you smell. Might as well just not wear deodorant.
Most inopportune time, too. Jack Harlow came with his bros. We're in the smallest. It was like an old theater, so the green room was very small. There's like 15 people in this green room, and it stunk like fucking shit. And the whole time in my head, I was like, God damn, Harlow's squad has whole room has BO. Dude, this is a wild fucking squad.
Which is a kind of alpha move, though. On somebody and it's your whole squad just has like
and
immense
some of them
BO.
Are gully. Some of those boys are gully. I was like, all right, it might smell from these guys. And then we went to Jack's apartment and we were there and I was like, dude, it's Lemaire fucking stinks like this.
Trying to figure it out.
But if you got in his orbit. So once we got to a bigger room, it was like, oh, that's the smell's coming from over there. Like across the room.
how soon after did you confront him for this?
As soon as I smelled it was him, I was like, yo, I was being a friend.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, yo, you fucking stink. I was like, bro, you gotta.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta ask Jack Harlow if he has any deodorant. And he did. So Lemaire wore Jack Harlow's deodorant. Really nice gesture. I would have never done that.
It was awesome.
What a beast, dude.
Yeah, really, truly.
Sharing your deodorant with the bros is truly
with the guy you just met that stinks.
Breaking bread, dude. Breaking bread for sure.
That went straight into the trash can. He used that. I was like, oh yeah, no problem, man.
Dude, that's so nice though.
It was really thoughtful of him.
Show me his Pokemon cards.
What was he working with? Old Spice?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It had like the deodorant that you twist, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And like comes through, but it's like pierced, like it's a little thread.
Gel?
Not gel. It was like the white kind.
Okay.
It wasn't gel, but it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Might have
been. But it helped a lot. It helped you a lot. Stopped it was, smelling a little.
That's cool. Once the stink gets going, yeah, it takes a couple days. It takes a bath, really. Get that stank off.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand because you usually don't smell.
No.
You can go on runs where you smell, but. It was just a lapse in judgment with the aluminum deodorant.
Nate told me it takes 20, like that week, Nate told me it takes 20 days for your
Nate
body to
stinks.
Like.
What
Nate
stinks.
Fucking smells all the time.
Did Nate corny you like, the aluminum's turning us gay, brother?
Nate fucking smells, dude.
It was an easy change, I thought. Like, the aluminum-free deodorant was cheap, and I was like, let me give it a try.
Dude, I'm telling you.
It cost me a night. Your decision ruined my night.
I tried this before, and it made me smell like, you know when someone sprays fucking, like, lilac shit after you take a dump? You smell like that. There's, like, this weird, nice smell.
Poopery.
Yeah. Are you sniffing yourself now?
I caught him smelling himself. How he used it all natural.
How you smelling?
You, Lemaire, guard dog doesn't
smelling
smell
fresh,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The breath gets bad, but the pits stay fresh.
The breath can get a little raunchy. Yeah. I would hope we would all tell each other.
True. Yeah. You have to.
You have to. Yeah. It is a hard thing to be like, really your breath's fucking rough.
Telling someone their breath is actually the nicest thing you can do for somebody. Yeah.
Because otherwise they're just riding all night.
Dude, I can tell you who has, I just think about it all the time. And I probably have the most fucked up breath.
You haven't had it in a while. You used to.
Did I?
Occasionally you would get a little, when we lived together, because that's how that works.
True, yeah, true.
You wake up one day, you're like, I'm not brushing my teeth.
I don't brush my teeth in the morning. I forget.
My parents aren't even here anymore. I'm not brushing my fucking teeth.
I forget every morning. And if you don't brush your teeth in the morning and then smoke weed, you might have the worst breath. Mm-hmm. You get the worst breath imaginable. Yeah. And cigs.
Cigs are rough.
Do you get the white things in your throat?
I don't know. Pause. I don't know.
No, there's like these. If you smoke a lot, you get like.
Don't
these,
back talk. Sorry. We're not sure, doing back really talk. We're not doing back
I'm
talk.
I'm worried about you because your breath smells so fucking bad.
Your best stink. Your breath smells.
I never noticed the white.
No, things. I've never smelled your breath. But dude, you can get these things. It's calcified. It's like milk. It's like for smoking. It gets stuck in there, and you just like get it out, and just you smell it right away. Obviously, and it's like, dude, the worst. You ever get one of those things?
I have had those things.
Before. I don't think I have, but I'll smell the floss.
They're called tonsillus. They smell like floss, but if you could like conjure up a nugget of like floss scum,
yeah,
and it like just hardened into a little rock, and you get it, you feel it in the back, and you start fucking with it, and eventually it pops out, and you're like, and you
oh my
it out.
God,
they're called tonsillus. They're fucking.
I've
nasty.
Never heard of these.
They're the stones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude. You could have them just chilling behind your tonsils too, and not even know it.
You just your breath stinks.
And your breath would just fucking. You'd be crushing everybody.
Who do you got on the bad breath list? I need to know.
Hold on, let me hear one.
Yeah.
Did you not hear it?
I got
it. It might be me right now. I didn't brush my teeth and had coffee right now, so.
But yeah, coffee's a bad one.
I've got crushed by a couple people where I'm like, all right, man, this is the third time in the row.
Yeah.
I don't say anything. You should say something, though.
If I'm not close with them, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
If it's like Lemaire's BO, somebody needed to tell him.
Yeah, need a friend.
I've hit Nate with it.
Yeah.
Nate, we were at Atlantic City after that show.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Stanging.
Yeah, I was like, bro, you got it. And he was like, all right. Good looks. Went back to his hotel room, showered, came back down like 20 minutes later. I was like, perfect.
Yeah. It is nice to do.
Yeah. In my fattest, I hit some fucking insane smells.
You would start frushing.
Fattest, out. Depressed.
Yeah.
You can hit a fucking insane like, like the because your the bottom of your shirt gets like wet from sweat from your gut.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
And then it just fucking.
And then you just I would just be walking around gym shorts and like a fucking 5 day in a row T-shirt.
Yeah, and the bottom is like
people be like, oh my god, like go
get out of
like here. I don't even care. I'm so sad.
Dude, the undergut part gets it gets wrinkly like your finger does when it gets too wet.
Like, yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah.
You get like bathtub wrinkles?
Yeah, on your clothing from your fat stomach.
But like just at that one part.
It hurts. It's one of those things, dude. It hurts.
It's a silent epidemic.
It is. Nobody talks about it.
I just wrinkled. Does your shirt get like caught in there?
Yeah, bottom of your shirt. Yeah. It happens when you're just chilling. Just
that
sitting.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
If you're a big dog, you're sitting for like 5 straight hours.
Yeah, true. Putting in shifts.
And then you get up from the shift and you go, fuck, I forgot the shower. I still have to go to Boston Market with my dad. Fuck, I got to pick my dad up from the bar and take him to Taco Bell.
You stink.
And I stink. You get in the car. He's like, god damn. What's the matter with you?
Put in a shift on the computer.
It's hard not to get defensive, though. Someone's like, you stink. You're like, dude, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
What, you a girl? You want me to smell good for you, dude?
That's nice. That is a quality comeback.
Yeah. I used to give my older brother would not wear deodorant. I'm like, dude, you fucking stink. And then I was not wearing it. And Billy's like, bro, you smell like shit. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, fucking pussy.
Yeah, it depends how the message is delivered. If somebody's like, yo, you stink like shit.
Yeah.
Then then it's like, fuck you. I'm not gay.
Fuck, oh, what do you want to smell good, dude? Fuck that, dude. I'm fucking too tough.
Now, if you're in a gathering and somebody pulls you aside, yeah, goes, bro, brother, you got to get some gum.
Yeah, true.
You go, dude.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
Brittany hits me with, did you brush? Yeah, she's like,
so embarrassing.
Did you brush your teeth? You. I'm always like, no, why? Like, your teeth look, you need to brush them. I'm like, fine.
Yeah, that's rough.
I just do a nighttime brush.
Nighttime brush is great.
I got the spinny brush too.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, you do but that
morning,
once.
Morning breaths is insane.
I got
even after a nighttime brush.
Yeah, but dude, since I was little, the worst thing is like when you have toothpaste mouth, then you eat something and it doesn't taste like it should.
No, I agree.
So I just
you gotta wait till after breakfast, and then after breakfast,
I forget.
My mouth's clean. It tastes good.
Yeah, like I drank coffee.
Well, now my mouth tastes good, so I don't have bad breath.
That happens to me every day.
Now my mouth has eggs and coffee in it.
Dude, I kind of like toothpaste. Orange juice after toothpaste.
Oh, you're a sicko. You're a sick.
You see, these
fuck,
are the type
dude.
Of fucking
you're
bullshit
a sick
opinions.
Fuck, dude.
Why do you say this?
You're a sick
it's
fuck.
It's the truth.
Dude.
I kind of like the mixture.
Dude,
I don't
you're
know
a
why.
Sicko, dude. You might be built different than everybody else. You might actually be built different.
It's just fucking autism. He is. He literally is neurologically different. Yeah, the performance, yesterday's performance was astounding, dude. What you did was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is impressive.
30 straight to a bar.
And how many lemon drops?
He was crushing these things.
I don't know.
I mean, oh, yeah, so after that shift.
So many.
I'm surprised you didn't hop right out of there and have sex with a man.
Dude, I'm 14.
You did just like a solid trucker run.
And also five vodka sodas.
And you hollered at that dog. You yelled at a fucking dog. We went to a bar that like you can people bring their dogs into. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
And LeMaire out of nowhere is like, you can't drink. To the dog. You're being friendly.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, the dog doesn't understand you're joking. It literally just sees someone screaming at it.
Yeah.
And he was a good looking dog. Yeah, dude, Bogey. Nice dog. Shout out Bogey.
How'd the dog like it?
We became friends after that, though. Yeah. We were hanging out. Rubbed his mohawk.
Speaking of dogs, dude, I have terrible news. RIP Zeus.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
German
no.
Shepherd, he had stomach cancer. He died.
Those white shepherds, bro, yeah. Are long for this earth.
He's not long for this earth, but
none of them are. They're fucked up. It's a cursed breed.
His ass was bleeding, so they gave him some medicine. Then he had a fucking seizure in front of all the kids.
Oh, no. What's a dog
Which
seizure
is not
like?
It is a dog seizure?
It's like a zoomies?
It's so, yeah, it's zoomies with foam. Oh, no. It's fucking, it's harsh, dude.
Oh, my God.
A dog seizure is so sad.
Oh, what did they put him on?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They put him down. Fucking, put him,
yeah. Oh, and then they took him to the vet, and they're like, yeah, he has stomach cancer.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He said fentanyl, that bull.
Fentanyl, that bull.
I gave him pepperoni, though, on Christmas Eve, the night before his death.
Beautiful.
I said, brother. I was giving, Riggins was over there. I said, Riggins, here's some pepperoni. I saw Zeus. Zeus, you could tell Zeus wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
He was just sitting, but he still was looking at that pep. I said, I got you, brother.
I mean, dude, he's tight.
Pepperoni, and he was so sick. He was like.
And he didn't breed, right?
No.
He's the last of his kind.
He's the last of the
white
shepherd.
There's a genetic struggle through nature that ended with him just going and like licking pepperoni under a table. Then his whole bloodline
and
was
then
huge.
Yeah. And then his owner being like, how much is that bill?
Blinked out
of
existence.
You gotta put him down. I'm not paying for fucking dog surgery.
He's right, by the way.
He is right, but it's the best was so my sister FaceTimes me crying, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was like, Zeus was the guy. He was the man. I love Zeus. And then I was like, how are the kids doing? And Anthony was in the back and he was just like, we're going to the pool. I was like, all right. The kids don't give a fuck. They did not give a fuck about that dog, dude. I've never seen kids not care.
We're going to the pool. We're going to the indoor pool today.
I was like, all right. He's all right.
He might have just been masking his pain.
Probably. The indoor water pool. He's just going to be sitting under the fucking like mushroom thing, just like
the mushroom water thing.
It's like, damn, I lost my fucking best friend.
Oh.
Nah, dude.
If it was Riggins, the family would have gone down.
Yeah.
Zeus was the one that everyone was kind of like.
Bro, my brother had a white shepherd. They were counting down the days on it. I think, that's.
And they're like weird.
They're fucked up.
They're weird dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucked up. They're fucked up dogs. They're truly
a great
white German shepherds are weird.
Yeah, white shepherds have like genetic abnormalities and they're just like, they're prone to like diseases. They're like real fucking sketchy too.
Yeah.
They're cool looking dogs.
Yeah. Looks like a wolf. But
yeah, they're fucked up. Somebody pigged out on the genetics of German shepherds and they're like, oh shit.
Those boys love that.
True. The Germans do.
The Germans
love that.
Are like, make him weiter. Make him absolutely perfect.
Finally, it's a perfect dog.
Zeus did crush a bird once in front of everybody.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was a nice move. We were on a family vacation. We were all in the pool, and a bird just swooped too low. It was flying midair.
Damn.
Zeus jumped in the air and munched it.
Nice.
Chaos ensued. The whole family of all just women, like,
ah. Yeah, that's fucking great. That's
yeah,
like
Zeus was a good guy.
Yeah. It is tight. I was thinking about my dog's instinctive programming recently.
It's
just like, bro, it's so hard. Just like we were passing a squirrel, and I'm like, they have to pull the leash as hard as possible.
Yeah, you got
to
kill that.
So I get furious when I'm walking and my arm jerks. I'm just like, I have to like calm myself down.
I don't know if there's anything that makes me angrier quicker than a fucking dumbass dog.
Oh my God.
The worst is when it like hurts your elbow. When they like run the wrong way. You're like, ow.
Dude, I start blaming like upper back problems on him. Like, my fucking dog's probably fucking my back up. It's not me staring at my phone all the time, scrunched over like the Grinch.
Shane, we should get a dog, dude.
I get pissed. The what?
We should get a dog for here.
What'd he say?
We should get a dog.
Yeah, true.
Dude, a little Bichon Frise.
Ooh.
After your history with dogs, I'm not bringing a dog into your life.
Dude, we'd be best friends.
It's like Dahmer adopting a child. It's bad, dude. I know what you do
you're
to animals.
You talking about the abandonment?
He abandoned a dog. He squeezed a frog.
Squeezing a frog.
He's done all types of wild shit to animals.
Frogs are basically fucking
squeezable.
Stress balls. They're stress balls for kids, dude. You're supposed to just fucking pop them. Frogs are so killable when you're little.
What kind of dog do you want?
Bichon Frise.
I'm not sure I know what that looks like.
It's the dog.
You want a gay ass little dog?
Yeah, it's a dog that dances.
We can't get a gay dog.
You gotta get a dancing dog.
It's
dude.
Already gay. We're living together.
I'm in the pool house.
Get the
I'm
Corso.
Gonna fucking OJ Simpson you out there.
True.
Get I'm the Corso, cut your bro. Fucking head off one night.
Something vicious and huge.
That yeah, I know that guy. Dude,
you can get him big too.
We can't, dude.
You could get a big Bichon Frise, dude.
Although Harlow did have a good gay little dog.
Dude, yeah.
That was a good gay dog.
What was it?
It's just a little tiny,
guy.
Miniature poodle.
That's so cute, dude.
Yeah. I usually don't like those guys.
It would be nice to go one big, one tiny. Have like the big boy and his little buddy. You gotta get the little guy first, though, so that the big guy respects the little guy.
Spike and
we could get a bulldog.
Bulldog would be nice, dude.
But then we can't. I'm never here. I know you're going to be here always.
Yeah, true.
This is your house now.
I'm going to get it together.
What you going to do?
I don't know.
Deck it out.
I'm going to get it together. Shane wouldn't let me do my wrestling. Oh, I got something I think you'll like that you might be able to be frameable.
What is it? Let me hear the idea.
Let me hear it.
It's all right. There's a painting on SpongeBob called Brash and Bold. I got a painting of Brash and Bold from SpongeBob.
You want to frame a SpongeBob?
It's already framed.
This house is already a black guy's house. We can't frame a SpongeBob. It's already the blackest house possible. Five t-shirts hanging. Totally empty house.
Lemaire, I have a hot take for you. I'm curious if you'll take this one. I would say at this point in history, Asians are flyer than black people.
Wait, say that again?
Asians, I think, have quietly become flyer than black people at this point in history.
Like fashion-wise?
The drip.
Like,
I'm talking about the drap, the drip.
The TikToks.
The TikToks, the whips.
Dude, that fucking side running thing? That might have put them over the top.
Mainly the drip.
The side running thing might be cooler than the crip walk.
What's the side running thing?
It's like...
Yeah, Sean LeMay. That was actually a pretty good representation, honestly.
They've been watching you guys for a long time, though.
I know, dude.
They have. It's a 100-year plan.
They just have all the CCTV.
Now we're implementing data, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, I walk by like Asian ladies now, and they're just like, the drip's like incredible. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck happened?
Drip's so severe. I'm a dumb fuck.
Dude, I think, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's been a silent coup.
Yeah, silent coup. I think they came for it pretty loudly. They're like, we're going to make all this stuff cheap. And then we're.
True, that's a good point. And think about the economic.
You can't
factor.
Just type in Asian running, bro. This might not be it. You got it?
Let me say.
It's a good dance. It's cool. There.
Yes.
Hip name slick back.
Damn, that's so tight.
Yeah.
Can someone explain how he's doing this? Asians do use like a very offensive white accent all the time on videos. Can someone explain how he's doing this?
I don't know. I am excited for YouTube voice to take over local news voice.
that voice
is going to be, when we get older, our local news is going to be like, coming up at 7, what's going on with the local water park? I'm stuck on water parks, but you know what I mean?
Like and subscribe to Channel 5 News.
Did you ever get into the transatlantic accent?
Yeah.
Whereas people from New York want to talk vaguely British?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, see?
Like Frasier?
It's almost Peaky Blinder talk.
It's like, it's that accent of like affluent.
Yeah, like cheers, mate. And you're like, dude, we're in the fucking Northeast.
Oh, I was thinking the transatlantic. I thought it was more like, yes, I will do that.
I think the transatlantic is like borrow British lexicon, but you sneak it in a way where you're not like just crushing like a,
so
like
it's
a crocodile
hipster
down the
it's
accent.
Just hipster bartenders. They're the only ones doing it.
Yes, it's a transatlantic accent.
Cheers, guys.
But I could be wrong. Let me see. I'll do a...
Cheers. Yeah. Truffle fries? All right, cheers. Oh, I love the truffle fries. Cheers.
Let me see. Let's see. Ready? Transatlantic accent. Oh, here we go. This is a class. I could be wrong. You might be right about this. You are right. You're
yeah,
right.
The missing. It's missing.
Right. But there's guys that they're teaching how to do it now. So you can like learn how to do it.
Why?
Who, what, when, yeah. Where, why.
Are they bringing it back?
It's like a cool thing you can do now. You can like, yeah, you can start doing, I guess you're right. That is the old timey accent. I thought it was people trying to learn how to speak like subtly British.
No, it was like American, New England, like.
That's crazy.
We're rich.
They went, huh.
Like O'Connor's dad. Yeah. Christopher, you can't take the yacht out today.
So I was wrong. I was wrong.
Speaking of the Kiss Mr. Man, he just texted me about Kiss Man staying down here. When is he coming? Oh, yeah. God damn
it. Oh, he's coming soon.
I got to stop drinking and saying you guys can stay here.
It's going to be bumpy.
Yeah, this place is going to be bad.
You're gonna get a disco ball for the ceiling, dude.
Place is gonna be nuts.
That's gonna be insane.
I got in a nice bat. Okan man can get me more fired up than you.
Yeah
he's the true. One that gets me.
He will battle
because I'll just hit him with like I hit him
calcitrant too.
He's so good at it. So I woke up one morning. I was like, I haven't talked to Chris in a while. I'll try to fight him.
Yeah, true.
So I was just like, dude, they took Trump off the ballot in Colorado and Virginia. Don't you think that's a little fucked up? You think that's fucking crazy a little to arrest your political opponent and then take him off ballot?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, they're both so fucked up now. It's like, no.
Hold on.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
He did a good job of constantly being like, I know, the whole thing's crazy. I'm just done with it. It's like, no, admit that this is fucked up. Just that one. He's like, yeah, but he's fucked up so many times.
Sounds like you were getting liberaled.
He liberals the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That is nuts. I was following that. And I was like, it can't be that. It's got to be like somewhat. And it's like, they straight up just took him off.
Yeah.
And they're like, but it didn't work. It didn't work at all.
No, I think they did.
But I think they. I think
they're gonna. I think the Supreme Court's gonna go no.
Okay.
The fuck.
I thought the Supreme Court already did. I guess another state was like, no, we're not.
Colorado and I think it was Virginia.
Really?
Yeah. Trying to take the Trump dog off the
ballot. Virginia?
Down Virginia way.
Virginia way.
There's the liberals controlling Virginia way.
True. Yeah. The men in North Richmond, dude.
Yeah. They're trying to take off our fucking beloved Trump off the fucking ballot.
That's fucking crazy. The next one, dude, the next
president. That'd be good. That's a good move because the people voting for him are never going to spell it right.
True.
They're going to misspell the fuck out of that.
How dare you?
I know. I'm such a lib. I'm such a fucking
this is right elite. It down. Although, to be fair, it is everywhere. The flags fly high down there. So you can just fucking grab
Virginia
the
way? Binoculars. Yeah, you can go, how do you fucking spell it?
Bam. Hit the binoculars right there. Drump. What were people calling him? Drumpf for a while?
Drumpf. That was a liberal slam, dude.
Drumpf.
He's
going to win. Isn't that how it is? Isn't it like he's definitely going to win? That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
That's what I thought last time, though. He's definitely going to win. He lost.
Well,
it sounds like wrestling.
Might have been some tomfoolery, if I'm being honest.
It feels like he's going to win, dude.
We didn't know they were going to fucking hit the ripcord on the race war.
True.
Race war and pandemic. They pulled out.
I'm telling you, they're firing it back up. There's a fucking.
Go get the race war going.
There's new movies now, dude. They're trying to fire it back up, and the movies are crazy.
Movies are wild.
Magical Negro movie?
Yeah. I can't even say that. I can't even say the movie.
That movie.
Like that magic movie.
That worked so well. On firing me up, dude. I saw that preview and I was like,
Michelle Obama's just watching you. You'd be like, we got him.
Got his ass.
We got him.
He's going to be mad for the next 5 hours.
He's going to say something.
He's going to say
up.
Something really racist to LeMaire or Nate.
No, dude, that movie. The
you ever been on Twitter?
The premise of it's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's like pretty wildly outdated.
Yeah.
In terms of like using tropes.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is an 8-year-old movie. It should have came out a long time ago.
It would have killed back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, LeMaire, you don't have to make us comfortable, dude. If you're worried about making us comfortable.
The most dangerous thing is an uncomfortable white. I know you work so hard to make me comfortable.
I can't even talk about my favorite movie in front
of you. I can't even talk about all my favorite fucking movies.
I can't hang my SpongeBob.
I can't wait for the new Color Purple to come out. I can't fucking wait.
Is the new Color Purple coming out?
Obviously, dude. There's a new election. It's time to run it back.
True, yeah.
My mom saw it on Christmas.
Did she?
Yeah, she liked it. I'm so hungry. My stomach's going off.
Yeah.
My stomach will not stop growling.
Anytime we try to film, stomach would be going.
Rips.
Yeah. Literally, I'm wearing a microphone right here. Yeah. Just mid scene, we'd be talking and it'd just be like, and just stare at the sound guy and he'd be like,
man,
you let yourself get hungry though. You don't eat for like long stretches.
Yeah.
I fill the tank, dude.
In the morning, I don't really.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, after the Chipotle on a drive, I just bought snacks. I was like, I don't want.
You're on Adderall and Celsius, dude. You're never going to lunch.
Yeah, true. What was the snack situation?
Nuts, peanuts. They had some meat sticks. And
the dump you take after a 30-hour drive is out
beautiful.
Of control.
It's beautiful. It's nice, relieving.
It's got to be crazy.
Yeah.
What's the longest stretch you put in on behind the wheel?
I did Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona.
God damn! I forgot during the pandemic
I went wild. Yeah, I've done the stretch.
So you had to secure the hugies. Secure a huger.
I secured. Yeah, I mean that's who I was with, and I was like, dude, hook me up with those hugers. I'm flying. But that was during the pandemic, so every road was empty and gas was 10 cents.
So yeah. Tight.
It was fucking cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
Man, I
missed the pandemic, dude.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was just living like we live now, just guilt-free. Like, well, no one else is doing anything.
Yeah, it was like
I can lay around all day for 2 years straight.
It was weird, and you're like, all right, I'll just go. I just sat in my basement and just did like weird stuff for a year. It's pretty tight, actually.
Yeah.
The looming fear of death was kind of tight.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it's been like, fuck yeah, dude. My whole fucking family could die right now.
We're never going to die.
I lived my dad a couple times. You what? During the pandemic. I lived him hard early.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, dad, stop going to the fucking bar. You're going to kill mom. What, Shane? I loved the dudes that were COVID deniers from the jump that just because they wanted to go to the bar.
True.
Phil Gillis and Tommy. Yeah. Those are the two guys I knew that were like, bullshit. Fucking thing's bullshit. Like, from the never even looked into it once. It's just like, I'm not going to the bar. Fuck that.
Dude, I'm telling you, that becomes like a sacred. You don't realize how like sacred of a space the bar becomes. Those dudes don't even realize it, but they're like, they're in the setting and they're just like, fucking, it's like a ritual.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden the shit starts changing and they're just like, ah.
Yeah, it's a good ritual.
When you dig into a bar, it's tight. When you dig into a bar and like go to a bar sober and slowly get drunk there, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it's very fun.
Yeah,
it is
my favorite thing in the world. I love it. Especially going when you go to. I was with Phil this week, just checking out, going to his old bars.
Mm-hmm.
Shit rules.
Do they have any like
just dudes chilling?
Do they have any vets out here, like AmVets out here, or any like Elk Lodges or any of those, or no?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm probably not welcome in many of them. Am I?
Yeah, right, dude. It'd be
come
like
on, man.
Hello, man.
Austin, don't sell yourself so lib, dude.
Austin is lib.
Okay.
They might put a statue of you up.
I'm probably not welcome, dude. They hate fucking white alphas like me, dude. Take charge, white alphas. The whole last week while you were gone, that's all I talked about.
Just take charge.
My take charge. I had a take charge, can do attitude. It's new 2024.
That makes sense. And then you got confused.
Can do. I had a can do, Jake, take charge attitude. And then you got confused one day. Yeah.
The fuck's going on?
If you try to do that take charge attitude,
I was like, why is my organism being worked so hard by the symbolic self? Why am I whipping myself so hard? By my immaterial symbolic story fucking.
Yeah, you can't learn these terms.
Dude,
you got to stop learning these terms. That's why you're confused.
I know. I'm telling you, I sat there today and I was like, why the fuck am I thinking of the origin of the universe?
Yeah, you got to stop with this bullshit.
I was rocking my kids to sleep and I'm like, I got to stop thinking, started thinking about the before the Big Bang, dude. It's just, there's nothing there for me.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about it. That's what's fucked up. And my brain goes right back to it. And I'm going, oh, okay, who's in control? Knock it off.
There's nothing before the Big Bang, dude.
Why?
It's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
So then how'd the Big Bang happen?
Combustion.
Of what? Nothing?
The void.
It was an implosion.
Of what? Materials.
I think it was just God's idea.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
That. I'll fuck with that.
Man, brother. Face of the deep.
Dude, one guy was like, well, what about people?
Big Bang. Fucking.
Dude, the older you get, the more it makes sense.
God?
Yeah. So then you start going like, okay, so I was like a germ first, and that came in this, and that. Especially when I have my kid, I'm like, all right, so I was a germ eventually, and then like, you have a kid, and like, it's just,
Christ is king.
Yeah, I start going, dude, this is bullshit.
You gotta say Christ is Lord.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Say Christ is Lord.
Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
You don't have to make me say that, dude.
Dude, for real, people
I say it every single day.
You do.
Science has tried to like slam people for that, and it's like, dude, you guys are literally wasting your time.
Yeah,
It's like we've started to science put together the speed of gravity. Up, it's like, bro, who cares, man? I'm more interested in who made gravity, bro. Fuck off. Fuck
yeah. Maybe God is gravity, dude.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I can't stop. Now I'm on a nice book right now, The Invention of the Diesel Engine. I showed you that.
Yes, all right. I'm happier
That's
on
what's
that.
Up. That's where it's at. Just a nice tale, a nice linear tale that I'm following that I'm like, this is fucking
That's tight. That's what dads get into.
My dad would sit there and watch
how to make things. Dude. There was like a history show of how it's made. He'd just sit there and watch like a factory.
Yeah. I like that show, actually.
Shows rules.
The show's really good. Yeah. The diesel engine was, I didn't know anything about, I didn't know how it worked or anything. It's groundbreaking technology.
Isn't like corn? Oh, wait. That's
it could run, it can burn any fuel. Anything that produces calories, the diesel engine can run on. That's why it was such a threat to the Rockefellers. But
damn.
Standard Oil.
Standard Oil, so we got to shut this down.
Yeah, they don't know. He was found drowned. They don't know who killed him. Or if I don't think you can't kill yourself by drowning yourself. Unless you just know damn well your ass can't swim and you jump in the water. Which is like
where was he found?
Dude, I forget. I think it was somewhere in like Germany maybe. He was like,
you get tossed, you can toss yourself into a river and drown.
True. That's crazy though. If you're going to kill yourself, that's a bizarre
way. I could never,
way.
Dude.
Sounds like you got killed by Exxon XXX.
All right. That's it.
Yeah. Slide it in.
It's a walk-off from Lamezi. Lemaire, so man. Excited to have
dude.
You
here.
Yeah. I can't wait, dude. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Don't be scared, dude. Don't
I'm ready to work at the mothership.
You got to get into the mothership. That's your goal.
Bring your best.
That's 2024. That's your goal. You got to get past at the mothership.
Yeah, got to make Adam like me again.
Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
You walk in there with a can-do, take charge attitude, bro. No one can stop you.
Dude, I'm kicking in the door. I'm like, give me a job.
If they stop you outside and go, excuse me, you just go, guys, get the fuck out of my way. Just keep walking.
Yeah, it's cops out front. Just
if there's someone else's name on the list, just walk. Just Kanye right on the stage.
Yeah.
And just fucking
do
your act and you'll get the fucking bigwig's attention. Dude,
please.
Go, who is this kid?
Please.
Is this kid new in town?
Please just be humble, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves you. You're very likable. Just be humble.
It's going to be fun, dude. It'll be fun.
You'll have a blast, bro.
You're going to have too much fun.
Part of your
especially
journey.
When Nathan gets down here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited for Nate to get down here.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I've been talking to Brittany every morning. I'm like, I think Lemaire's here now.
Yeah, it's nice to have one more. I'm so sick of hanging out with just fucking Gardini, dude. It sucks, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
Let's go over to the Patreon.